A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Grisman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samander UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We started looking or reminding ourselves of the time of promise yesterday. The time of promise, that is the fullness of time in the life of a man. Don't ever forget, things happen in a man's life in his own time. When it is not your time, it is not your turn. When it is your time, it is your turn, no matter who is fighting against you. So Acts of the Apostles chapter number 7 and in verse number 17, the Bible says, but when the time of the promise drew near, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt. The children of Israel grew and multiplied in Egypt, a strange land. Under an oppressive government, they grew and they multiplied. Remember, therefore, dear listener, that it does not matter how oppressive a government may be, no matter how bad a situation may be, no matter how unfriendly the environment or the atmosphere may be, when it is your time of promise, you succeed, you prosper. And that's why we could see that the children of Israel, in this passage of scripture, they grew and they multiplied. Why? It was the time of the promise. There is a promise of God over your life and over your destiny. And I make bold to declare that the time for this promise to find expression is now. Your Kairos moment, the time of promise. And don't forget, in a man's time of promise, prophecies concerning him and promises concerning him begin to find fulfillment and performance. Secondly, in the time of promise, there is growth and multiplication, just as we have seen in the life of the children of Israel. There is growth, there is multiplication in the time of promise. We also saw yesterday that in the time of promise, there is prosperity in adversity. The more the children of Israel were afflicted in Egypt, according to Exodus chapter 1 and verse number 12, the more they were afflicted, the more they grew and multiplied. God will cause you to grow and multiply in spite of the adversity of this present moment. No matter how bad the economy may be, no matter how terrible the transport situation may be by reason of the hike in fuel pump price or what have you, no matter how bad the economy may be by reason of the rise in the price of dollar to a naira, no matter how terrible it is, God is going to make a way for you because it is your time of promise. In your time of promise, you grow, you multiply. In your time of promise, you prosper even in adversity. And so get set. Don't allow this time to weigh you down. God is bringing you your own prosperity even in the adversity of this age. Do you realize, dear listener, that it was a time of lockdown by reason of the COVID-19, the coronavirus? That was a time some people prospered. That was a time, even in the lockdown, that some people bought lands and built houses. They prospered in adversity. This is your own season, your own time to prosper in the adversity of the age. No matter the adverse condition or situation, you are going to prosper when it is your time of promise. I sense it so very deeply and convincingly that your time of promise has arrived. You have waited for this promise for a very long time. You have believed God for a very long time. But God is saying the time is now. Don't forget, it was not the day that Cornelius prayed that he was heard or answered. It was a time of fullness, the time of performance. That was when Cornelius was remembered and answered. Don't forget, you don't reap unless you sow. And don't forget, it is not the day you sow that you reap. So have you been sowing prayers, effort, waiting on God? The time to reap has just arrived. In the fullness of time, God causes you to prosper even in adversity. Let's move on and note also, number 4, when it is a man's time of promise, there is ease in his life. His things begin to happen with ease. In Exodus chapter number 1 and in verse number 19. And the children of Israel, the Hebrews, that they were stronger than the Egyptians. They were vigorous. They gave birth without any stress. Before the midwives arrived, they had given birth to their children. That was how vigorous they were. Things happened for them with ease in the time of promise. It is your time of promise, a time for things to happen for you with ease, a time you bid struggles farewell forever. And so you are bidding struggles farewell in your life. No more wrestling. You are no longer Naphtali. Your name is changing. You are receiving a new blessing of God upon your life and upon your destiny. You are not struggling to get results anymore because it is your time of promise. And so your things happen with ease. And that's what I see God make happen in your life. Your things begin to happen with ease. Don't forget, the things of a man gets easy in his time. Little effort producing great result in the life of this man. Before he touches it, it has turned to gold. It has prospered in his hand because it is his time of promise. Number 5, in the time of promise, there is divine visitation. God visits a man in the time of promise. In Genesis chapter 21, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, "The Lord visited Sarah as he had said." Don't forget, many years ago, God had promised this young lady, "I am visiting you." As a matter of fact, when together with her husband, they had advanced in age, God visited them. Abraham was 75, Sarah was 65. And at this age, God said, "I'm going to give you a child, a son of your own." And years after, the promise was yet to be fulfilled. 20 years after, they were still waiting. But when Abraham was 100 years old and Sarah 90, it was a time of promise. And so God came and God said, "Now it is time." There was a divine visitation for Sarah. And Sarah conceived and gave birth to a son for Abraham in his old age, according to the word of God. There is divine visitation. Get ready for the visitation of the Almighty in your life. My God will visit you. The Lord will visit you in the name of Jesus. Finally, in the time of promise, there is rest roundabout. A man enters into rest roundabout him in the time of promise. No battles, no wars, no stress, no adversity, because it is the time of promise for this man. Never forget what Solomon said to Hiram in 1 Kings chapter number 5 and in verse number 3 and verse number 4 also. He said, "You remember how my father could not build because of the many walls that surrounded him." He said, "But now God has given me rest on every side. He has given me rest round about so that there is neither adversity nor any evil occurrence." No adversity, because it was a time of promise for Solomon. No adversity. It was a time of rest. No adversity. The battles had been fought. The wars had been won. And don't forget, dear listener, Jesus had fought all the battles on your behalf. He had won for you the victory. And he has simply called you to step into the victory that he has won on the cross of Calvary for you. Christ Jesus has paid the price for your redemption. Christ Jesus had fought all the battles for you. He is your father. He is from the lineage of David. He had fought all the battles. And you are Solomon, his son. And you have entered into your rest. Only do it with the wisdom of God and the help of the Holy Spirit, so that you will not, because of your prosperity, go into apostasy. Don't fail because of the prosperity of God upon your life. Many people have been tested with prosperity and they have failed woefully, whereas those who have been tested with the adversity have succeeded. You have succeeded up until now because of the adversity that you have faced. But now God is bringing an end to adversity, is bringing you into rest round about you. Don't let this prosperity that is coming get into your head. Don't let it take you away from the Almighty God. Don't become like Jeshurun. Don't be fat and now kick against God. Don't kick against God because of your prosperity. Prosperity is coming. Don't ever forget, Prosperity is a test as well as a trust. May God find you dependable when you are tested with prosperity. In Jesus' name, let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers and say, Father, let my things begin to happen with ease. Let struggles end in my life and let my things begin to happen with ease in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that struggles will end in my life, in my destiny. Let my things begin to happen with ease in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, visit me. Visit me with the miracle of my desires and mention those miracles to God. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, I pray, it is my time of promise, my time for divine visitation. Visit me, O God, with the miracle of my desire. Visit me with that new job. Visit me with that promotion. Visit me with settlement in marriage, settlement in my place of abode. Visit me, O God, with fruitfulness. Visit me with sound health. Visit me also, and turn things around in my life in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, give me rest on every side. Bring me into rest in the name of Jesus. Give me rest on every side in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that it will not stress me in any way, that I will have rest on every side in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, because it is done. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I decree an end to struggles right now in the name of Jesus. And I declare that your things begin to happen with ease in the name of Jesus. Your little effort will produce great result to the praise of the name of the Lord. It is your season of divine visitation. The Lord will visit you. The Lord will give you rest on every side. You will prosper, and your prosperity will draw you closer to God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us later today at 12 noon for our Moriah prayer convocation. Let's come together to pray. The Lord hear you as you pray. You may wish to join this prayer meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Follow me on any of my social media handles, on Twitter, on YouTube, on Instagram, and on TikTok at Yemi Graceman. The Lord bless you as you do. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.